This podcast is proud to be a part of the Blueberry Network. Find Freshly Picked Podcasts just for you at blueberry.com. That's blueberry, no ease, dot com.
We are somewhat old-fashioned in this, but we just got this big question. Why do we say actor even when it's an actress? Or is that term outmoded? If so, why or why not? Why did we come up with this topic in the first place, John?
Well, you know, I was doing a little bit of research. Hey, yeah, folks, I actually read on the internet, and I was on the website, which is really actually a great website. It's called thestage.co.uk. And there's they talk about a lot of different things, and they do reviews and things, but they also have a couple of writers who write columns, and they wrote a column where they did a quick survey of actors who are, or actresses, about using that term. Mm-hmm. You know, is it okay to use the term actress, or should we just call everybody actor? And right. I thought, well, that's kind of an interesting idea. I don't know how people feel about that. So
it would pose a problem in awards season.
Yeah, it does.
Best featured actor and the best featured actor.
Right.
Well, I got lectured to by a young theater student at IU in Indiana University one time. She was a friend of my daughter's, and we were giving her a ride somewhere. And I said, so why don't they say actress anymore? And she goes, well, because there's really no such thing. And then what? Sort of explained that. And I didn't quite understand the explanation, but apparently, you know, everybody's an actor. I mean, you know, I guess, you know, it does make sense, but why don't we make the differentiation? We do it in like the Academy Awards, like, you know, we were talking about.
Yeah, right. Award things. Yeah.
So
I don't know. I mean, it doesn't bother me either way, but I'm just used to it being actress. Mm-hmm. If it's female. Mm-hmm.
Well,
an actor.
Yeah. And that's kind of, I mean, that's how I grew up. But again, I mean, you know, with the modern era and all.
I don't know why all of a sudden it's changing.
Well, so somebody's response was this, and I don't know who this Jillian Bevan is, but thanks, Jillian. This is your response. If I'm a female doctor, I am not a doctress. If I'm a female plumber, I am not a plumbus. It describes the job, not the gender. Actor, please, is how she wants to be described.
Okay.
Well, you're not giving plumbers any awards, so you don't have to differentiate.
And it doesn't matter. And it doesn't matter whether it's a male or female plumber that comes to fix pipes, as long as they're fixed.
Right.
But
exactly.
You really don't want a male plumber playing a female actress role in a movie, right?
What?
Never mind. I'm just
you
trying to.
Just lost me, David. Thank God.
No, but you don't want. But I mean, there is a difference in performance.
Well, you know, and a lot of people are saying, you know, why does the sex matter? And you know, and I think it's, is this a sexist thing? You know, is calling somebody an actress sexist? Because in the long run, we're all doing the same job.
Right. I don't think it ever started out to be sexist, but today we're all so focused on making sure that everybody has the correct, you know, nomenclature for something, and it can't be actress because that's making it sexist.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't really matter. It's whatever you put in your program, and that's fine with me. I do think, however, as I said, during awards season, it can get very confusing.
Well, okay, so should there be a differentiation in awards?
I know for Screen Actors Guild, I think it is, when they give an award, the award is called the actor. And it says the actor goes to, and it doesn't make a difference if you're male or female, you get the actor. And the Oscar is male.
Well, and, you know, even at like our state festival, I believe it's not best actress, best performance by an actress. I think it's best performance by a female actor.
Right, right.
Oh. That gets kind of cumbersome after a while, don't you think?
Of course, we wouldn't have to necessarily call them actors or actresses at all. We could just call everybody performers. But for me, performer, then actually it means something different to me.
Performer is like dog acts and juggling.
Would you have a performer?
Well, you know,
no, there is no sense of performer. No.
A performer.
No, I don't think so.
Performerette. No, that would, that is more sexist, I suppose.
Yes.
ETTE on the ends of things.
So, but what do we say actor and actress, don't we?
We do, unless I'm calling everybody by a group and then I call everybody an actor.
Right.
Yeah, the group of actors.
Right.
Okay.
But I guess, you know, but should there be a, you know, why differentiate between male and female actors? They're all doing the same thing. So should there, even at, even in awards season, should there be, maybe we should group it more in groups of 10 and there are five, you know, whoever is just the best performance of the year.
Okay. I'll pass that along.
Well, I'm just asking, you know, what do you think?
I don't know. I'm just, listen, I'm old and set in my ways and I like actor and actress.
I think that, that maybe it might
not participate anymore because that's what I like.
If you were completely, if you completely wiped out any emphasis on the sex of the actor in terms of awards, I think that you would find that it might cause more problems, you know, because you'd end up 1 year, you know, more guys would get the awards, or another year more women would get the awards, because these kinds of because it's sort of open season in a sense. And I think that you might end up with a problem that way. And this would be all kinds of complaints. I think it's better if we do at least have that kind of differentiation. So
I don't know. I don't think it's a big deal. I really don't.
Well, I'd be curious to know what our listeners think, you
That's
know,
right.
and,
yeah.
and it's, we, you know, I'm reading through this and it's very interesting. Many women still prefer to be called actress. They still, they prefer that. But here's a quote. You know, Whoopi Goldberg says, "An actress can only play a woman. I'm an actor. I can play anything," unquote.
But that's not even okay. But that's always been true. I mean, you go back to, I mean, okay, let's name famous actress, Maude Adams or Sarah Bernhardt. They played a lot of men.
They right. did. Yeah. Well, and there were men playing women for a long time.
That was the rule.
They had to.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
I saw that movie. They had to.
So, you know, I mean, that's a valid point then, though. I mean, if women can play men and men can play women, why should there be any differentiation in the terminology? Am I just playing devil's advocate today?
I don't know.
I don't know.
My head's exploding here, I think, is what's happening.
Did we not have enough coffee at our morning breakfast
today? Maybe so, you know. But I do think you have one good suggestion here is to let's get some feedback from our listeners to find out what they prefer. I don't know. Maybe it's sort of like because I come from an age of not chivalry, but something like that, which says, you know, there's a certain amount of respect to saying that someone's an actress rather than just saying, you know, they're an actor and kind of generic actor. You know what I mean?
I think that's an interesting thing, that maybe calling somebody an actress actually elevates the performance more than just calling them an actor if they're a female.
I don't know. I think actress is the same thing as a female actor, except the female actor is really bulky to say or put in a program or mm-hmm. whatever, mm-hmm. you know, and I'd like to know where actress came from. Where did actor come from?
You'd like to know the etymology of that term. We would have to look that up.
If anybody knows, please let us know.
Well, now we're getting into etymology, but ESS is very often applied to things to make them feminine.
Right. But is that a diminutive? I can't remember if it's a diminutive.
I don't know.
You know, does the S on the end make it feminine, but also diminutive?
No.
Kind of like,
oh, good Lord.
Well, you know, senora and senorita.
Well, but like starlet. Okay, if you're going to talk about
that's
that.
True. Maybe
that is more of a diminutive, I think. I mean, it's lesser.
Actressette.
Right?
Well, it's a young person.
Yeah.
Is there such a thing as an actressette?
But it's a young girl person.
Right.
Nobody's listening.
You don't call a young male actor a starlet.
No, you don't.
What do you call him?
What were you
Never
talking?
Mind.
What were you
I don't
saying,
know.
John?
I was just mouthing off over here while you two talked.
That's all good. That's all right. Oh, dear.
No, I think we should ask our audience. So, okay. You know, let's see what they have to say.
I think we've beat this to death. Let's move on and we pass it to the audience to come back with some ideas and comments about what they think this how you should say it, whether it's star, whether it's actor, or whether female actors should be referred to as actress, which is the traditional way. So anyway, that kind of wraps up this thing. Remember to stop by our store online, theatergeeks.com/store, and you will find hats, cups, mugs, underwear, and Marcia's favorite.
What? I like coffee mugs.
Coffee mugs.
Clocks. I like the teddy bears.
Okay. And yes. And you have purchased all of those.
Yes, I have. Well, not the clock yet. I'm planning to.
Okay.
After
you, you don't owe it to me, but our audience buy those Theater Geek stuff. John, what's your favorite on the store?
Just about everything.
Okay.
Right. Although I have to be honest, folks, I haven't purchased anything off the Theater Geek store.
You didn't even get a geek mug?
I have a geek mug, but it was given to me.
Oh, that's right. Wow. We've bought a bunch of geek mugs.
I will say given them to gifts to many people.
That's right.
So
they make great gifts, actually.
And they last. They last a long time. They're durable.
And they're dishwashers.
And they're dishwashers. Dishwasher
safe. If you have a dishwasher.
Top rack dishwasher safe. Okay. Well, anyway, stop by the store. Also, you can listen to us on iTunes, of course. You can listen to us at the website. You can listen to us on TuneIn Radio, on Stitcher, On Demand Radio, and a whole bunch of other places online.
I think the ending of this is actually taking longer than the discussion.
That might be. This was a short show, but that's okay. Maybe we do this as this will just be a mini show this time around, but that's fine. That's okay. Anyway, be sure and listen to us again. And again, send us your comments. Just use the contact form on our website or write to John, Dave, and or Marsha at theatergeeks.com, and we'll be sure to get your email. That's all from us. I'm Dave Dufour.
I'm John Schaup. We'll follow up soon.
I'm Marsha Fulmer, and we are Theater Geeks. Let me know when you're going to add things, will you?
Music for Theater Geeks was provided by musicalley.com.
Theater Geeks is a production of the Dufour Creative Network.